They even invented a story about something escaping from a lab in Lyme, Connecticut. That's where the name came from.
Oh, exactly. No, that's not how it happened. No. Oh, well, let's go back in history. Really? Okay. I was there on the ground floor. Oh, yeah. What happened in Lyme, Connecticut? You need to know about Lyme, Connecticut, because that's where the rich people live. So the rich men who earn millions on Wall Street in New York City fly by airplane, and their wives and kids live in Lyme, Connecticut. What happened in Lyme, Connecticut is all these rich ladies, young rich ladies, who'd married the man of their dreams, they got the 10 out of 10 guy, and they were living this incredibly amazing, beautiful life. They were living in the wilderness with every convenience of modern whatever, right? So big money was no object. But all of their kids, and they compared notes, all their kids had this problem. Aches and pains in all their joints, fevers that came and go, couldn't explain it, And so these mothers were all in Lyme, Connecticut, and that's why they named it. So these were the mothers of Lyme, Connecticut, and they were on the war path. They were determined because we know we're good people. We know we got good genes. We got all this money, too. You tell me we got sick kids?
Got good genes. We paid for these genes. We paid for
Exactly. And so... You know, and they had all this money, right? And their attitude was, if money can solve the problem, it can solve most problems. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And they were on the warpath. And with the amount of money that they had to spend, which was essentially unlimited, the government had to head them off so they wouldn't hire their own researchers. And again, because of their high social status, they were trusting of the system that had been so good to them. And so the government basically tried out an alternate theory to throw them off the path. It worked really well, and they called it Lyme,